Tonight on Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen, we're going to discuss and recap Season 41, Episode 9, Who's Who in the Zoo. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I hate his face.
Wow. That's really aggressive. But I don't know why she was so against Xander. I don't know.
She's always been against Xander, though. She just doesn't right. like his face.
You're right.
I think she does like him.
Oh, no.
And she's trying to tell herself, no, she doesn't. Oh, I think she does
I got
to
be honest. So during tonight's broadcast, this is the experience that Colleen and I had on watching the show tonight. About, I think if I had to look at the timestamps, it was 9:49, maybe 9:45, Colleen says to me.
Was there a commercial?
No, it was before the really long commercial. It was before they went to tribal. And
they went to tribal at like...
Fine, 10, like well, 9...
Like 30.
9:36, yeah. I don't know, something like that. She looks to me and she says, Xander's eyes just... beautiful. They're green. They're just the most beautiful.
Well, he's got like a black eye here. And
well, no. And then she goes, they're the most beautiful green eyes I've ever seen.
No, I just said, wow, Xander has really green eyes. I never noticed
said
that before.
They're the most beautiful green eyes she's ever seen. Not that her husband also has green eyes.
But I've already acknowledged your green eyes. For 14 years, I've acknowledged your green eyes. I was just pointing out the fact that this man-child of a player was standing in front of a green background of trees, and his eyes looked very green. That was it.
No, that's not
that
how
was it.
People at home, that's not how she said it.
That's exactly how I said it.
I just wanted to be on the record.
She goes, hubba, bubba.
It was like
Xander's
one of those
eyes are really green.
It was like one of those it was one of those Tex Avery cartoons, like where the wolf's like, ahooga, ahooga. The tongue rolls out.
With the heart thumping,
the tongue rolls out of the mouth.
And he's straight, you know, he's planking.
Mm-hmm. That was
the original planking. Of course, all the young people home were like, they've lost.
No, I mean, they were still playing those cartoons when I was a kid. So, but heck, I'm old now. So what do I know?
Yeah, you are old.
Yes. So, you know, last week we talked about, you know, hopefully Shan gets some food to settle her game back a little bit, or at least bring it back to the quality that was before. She did not get the stew and her game
narrator,
did not return
did not.
To form because for some reason, she split her extra vote, which basically did nothing.
Yeah, I think Ricard told her to play to get the vote out.
I don't know.
What was the point?
Well, that's the thing. So, So it was Ricard, Shan's first vote, Nasir against Heather, and then Shan's second vote, Heather and Erica against Nasir, which I was surprised about that Ricard ended up going with Heather, other than maybe there was like some kind of O. Henry situation in which they kind of, or maybe like just Shan was so convinced that Ricard was going to go Nasir that she decided to split the vote and then make it 4-2. I don't know. It was seemed like a waste of a vote, though, because she was the deciding in what ended up happening was she would have been the deciding vote anyway. And instead, all she was the deciding vote, not even the deciding vote. She was just let's tie it vote. Unless
she was trying to please Ricard, it didn't. I got because the whole time they're talking,
it didn't work anyway.
There's five votes. You can't vote for one person. So
like we were convinced before we saw how the votes worked that it was Ricard, Heather, and Erica that voted for Nasir, and then Nasir and Shan played both of her votes to tie it to maybe try to play a move, which would have been, I guess, maybe a little gangster if she pulled it off, or at the very least it would have been kind of fun. But to find out that she split it, I don't understand why she split it unless she just went in there with absolutely no clue of what was going to happen. And she wanted to have her finger on both sides of the pulse.
I agreed with Ricard. I agree with Ricard as far as the, you did a Jeff Probst there. Go back and listen to it. Anyway, I agree with Ricard about getting rid of Nazir because Heather is not going to win, right? She's not going to win.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no chance she wins this game.
No.
Nazir could win.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to get rid of Nazir, and you've already said down the road, yeah, we want to get rid of him anyway. He has an idol. At the very least,
you flesh it out, right? At the very least, you make it.
Right. And I don't know why she was fighting it. But like you said, it has to be, like he said, it has to be her way. If it's not her idea, she doesn't want to go for it.
Yeah.
And we saw that time and time again this episode. We had multiple scenes this week dedicated to it has to be Shan's way or no way.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me think that either Shan is going to win it because we've just been telegraphed that she steamrolled everybody else, or she's going to be like that fourth person voted out. Like, you know what, that impossibly long.
Well, she was the one that said when they were on the beach and it was Xander and Erica sitting there, let's go discuss it over here.
Yeah. In front of everybody.
I don't get what you're doing there.
Yeah. Agreed.
You don't piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't rock the boat. Even if they're on the bottom.
You don't piss them off.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a shame because the instincts, I guess, you know, I kind of get them. She felt a connection to Nazir. But the thing, like, Heather's clearly a goat. Erica's a goat.
May I interject? The thing that makes a good survivor player, not that Shan isn't, is being able to put your own feelings aside and be like,
yeah,
all right, this might not matter, because at the end of the day, everybody knows that Heather, or the edit at least is showing us, Heather and Nazir are both beta players. They're not in control. Mm-hmm. They're not calling any shots. Yeah. They're literally loyal numbers. So what does it matter if they're the loyal number you prefer or not? They're both loyal to you. Who cares? Like, you need to be able to see perspective, and she's lost.
Why would you wrestle feathers?
Exactly.
But but like I said, when Ricard was saying, she has no power. She has no alliance. She has no immunity idol. She has no advantages.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to get rid of her. He was 100% right.
Yeah.
She just wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
And in the end, she loses her extra vote.
In a really weird way. Like, it just, I don't.
Right. It wasn't even like a very exciting, like,
no,
extra, like, tied vote.
Because all that was left to vote were two people that were going to go Nazir and one person that I guess wanted to get out Heather.
Right. And at that point, Shan obviously knew she had to flip to Nazir because at that point, maybe Ricard knew he had to flip. We don't know. And that was I think that's what's really cool about the way that they're editing this season is we're not, because usually when we see post-immunity challenge, pre-tribal, we see everybody scrambling and we don't know who's going home.
Yeah.
But this time around, we're seeing more of the Shan, Deshaun, Ricard, like the Alpha Alliance, argue over who to send home versus the rest of them scrambling. So we're seeing more of the reason behind versus, like, you know, the vote just ending up being who it is. I don't know. I feel like we're seeing more of the messiness, and I like that. That's different.
No, and they're compelling. I agree. It's all out there to kind of be seen. I've seen it multiple times throughout this season. Ricard has the right move, the right instincts, and he's willing to lay the groundwork, do the whispers, just kind of play that little background game, and sometimes let Shan be the one that does the actual stabbing or get the credit for it. But there is a dynamic shift where clearly he's the one that still has the head in the game in the right way. You're not wrong. And so that's where in this instance, if Shan doesn't get any food, I think she's toast. If not already.
Another problem.
Glaring example of starvation actually ruining a really good player's game.
Yeah.
But another problem she's going to have too. We've had angry juries before. When you just tell two people out sitting on the beach, you're just not even worth my time. They're members of the jury.
Yeah.
They're it's potential the members of the juries. Right. And when you're blowing people off and you're just saying, no, it's got to be my way, got to be my way. She's hurting her game that way too.
Yeah.
Because we've seen before, and I'm not going to go into, we've seen players win before that we probably say, that person should have won, but they had pissed off the jury. And in those cases,
it's kind of sour grapes, but this one, I think they have a good case because she's not doing a very good job managing the jury.
Because she's just like, screw you. I have the power. I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do it my way. She's forgetting the social game, which she was so good at. Again, the starvation is probably getting to her, but she was so good at the social game in the beginning. She has not been.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, she's been terrible.
If you think about it, she's this season's Rodney, right? Remember, it was his damn birthday, and he still didn't get to go.
Yeah.
Like Liana's gone now, Danny's gone. Like everybody's gone to eat with her. I think.
I've always said I would vote for the best person. I wouldn't be angry, but if I'm sitting on the beach and someone goes, "Let's just go over here and talk," because we don't. If you're openly just saying "screw me," I'm gonna think, you know what? Screw you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I thought Xander was going to be able to pull off some kind of coup this week. And I know so that he was the underdog in the team that he was on, but like.
He should have known.
He did. I think he played well. Some seeds of distrust, though, with his little whispers and what he's been trying to do. And I wonder if it will play out at some point. I don't think Xander is going to win. I think it's going to catch up with him and he's going to get voted
probably.
Out.
Like target's on his back for sure.
I mean, he's got like final six written all over.
I hate his face.
Six, but.
Look at his face.
That's probably why he kept his idol because,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that would be super for him to play it in that because it just saves
also
a week.
Stupid was Liana to be like, I hate you, but will you give me your advantage? Yeah. I'm like, no. Yeah, oh, honey, no.
It's like, what are you
doing? Yeah, why?
You already showed a couple weeks ago that you weren't in his alliance.
That yeah, he knows
you were going to steal. You were going to steal his idol.
I think Liana is a great person probably, but just in terms of gameplay, just doesn't make it's like half baked and it's not quite landing when she tries the moves.
Another thing I wanted to talk about what Shan's doing too is during the challenges she's openly rooting for just certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they were all doing that. They were all like, "Come on, Deshaun, beat him."
Yeah, but there was other people too. When Erica was going against Heather, she was rooting for Heather. I'm like going, you can't at a certain point, these people are going to, in the beginning, sure. But these are going to be on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, all right. Cause some people are, I think Erica's all right, guys, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. You can do it. So I don't know. I think if she wins it right now, I'd be shocked.
If Liana wins it.
No, I don't think Liana wins. I don't think she can win it.
I think Shan still has a chance because
I think Shan has to change.
If she steamrolls everybody, like at the end, all she needs is that like freaking winner's breakfast thing in that morning, and like I'm sure she'd be able to think like give that girl some bacon, and she'll be like, I've got the best.
It might be too late at that point.
I mean, it depends.
I don't know. You never know. She's charming.
I will say. This seems to be a group of some of the best sports I think we've had on a season. Like both votes today, even for Nasira, straight up blindside, and he's like, "Good game, love playing with you all," and literally had to go over there and like, sit down in the jury, and I don't think there's been like kind of a bitter person booted so far. So I'm not saying this will not blow up in Shan's face, but this seems to be so far a jury that won't maybe lean on sour grapes too much. If it's her and Ricard in the end, then clearly nobody was strong enough to boot her, even though they knew she was steamrolling them the whole time. And I think they would still respect the fact that she got there.
Her and Ricard in the end, we have seen nothing of Ricard's relationships with other people that would cause them to want to vote for him.
Yeah.
Other than, I don't think that he would be shut out, but we haven't seen in the edit anything that would remotely be like, yeah, people really like Ricard just as much as Shan. Like,
mm-hmm.
they don't like Shan, but everybody that's complaining about Shan is acknowledging that she's the strongest player.
Yeah, and she's making the calls.
She's steamrolling everybody, and they don't like that. Like, from everybody from Xander to Erica to Deshaun. So I still feel like if Shan makes it to the end, she wins, even if she pisses people off.
Because
it's a season of fans and Sydney. So
it's a good point. Sydney was not very gracious, but she's not in the jury.
You know what? Neither was Tiffany. Tiffany's at one point in Tiffany's exit interview on RHAP last week, she was like, it was literally, she was like, her Long Island came out and it was like, F this, F that the whole time. Like, literally trash talking everybody on that.
Would you
with the exception of Evie. And then she goes towards the end, she goes, I'm not like Sydney. I listened to Sydney's interview last week and man, she used some bad language. I was like, girl, I think you dropped more F-bombs than Sydney. Sydney just channeled Corinne's cattiness. You literally just let it rip.
Yeah. But that's just how Long Island is speaking.
She did have a giant beetle fall on her when Heather was
pregnant. That was crazy.
Heather was like, can I have a sign? And then like a freaking locust falls on it.
Yeah. But she didn't see it. The other four saw it. She goes, I guess it didn't happen. I'm like going,
I literally was like, was that a locust?
She also, when Shan came up to her, said, okay, if we go after Nazir to Heather and Erica, she goes, will it fall back on Ricard and I? And she goes, it might.
Yes.
I go, what are you saying?
You know what? That was the moment where they were like, okay, this player is too dumb.
I think she was just being honest.
I think
at that point, she forgot she's playing a game and she's like going, yeah, it could. No, you say there's no chance.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I do like how they're utilizing the smaller tribes this season, like breaking things up into smaller groups, because it does create an interesting dynamic where there's nowhere to hide and people are just going to be more honest, because what do you have to lose when there's five people?
Yep. Yep.
So.
For sure.
But can I just shout out? I know that we are skipping all over the place. I love that Evie, when she went home, said, be yourself, you're amazing, love yourself. Like, she went out so graciously as well. And it's kind of sad that, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of fan favorites this season that are still left. I don't think there's anybody that's still left that couldn't be considered like a fan favorite or a survivor icon moving forward, depending on how they do, especially. But like, I thought that it was really sad to lose two people that,
yeah,
I think
we're very endearing, very endearing people
referenced in like Survivor, you know, mythology moving forward.
No, I agree. They're very
Nazir got, unfortunately, Nazir, he had the
Nazir, by the way.
Nazir got too cocky with the
he should have played the idol for sure. He should have played the idol.
He was like, it's what was the thing that he said? Because I tweeted it, but I don't think I wrote it down.
Hey, Colleen, real quick, I think,
sorry,
I love you. You should be yourself closer to the mic.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But he, you know, you always talk about edits, Colleen. That's the edit when someone's going, God, no, 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 no. I'm like going, oh man, he's going.
And I said that to Jay because he said something and he was like, it's most definitely not going to be me or something like that. Or he was like, it's going to be you. And I was just like, ooh, it's going to be Nazir tonight.
Yeah. It's like, oh, honey.
There's no chance it's not Nazir. Like, even when Shan wasted her vote, I was like, why are you wasting your vote? You know Nasir's going home. He had that scene. It was bad. It was real bad.
All right. Let's talk about Deshaun. The Deshaun in all of this.
Okay.
Name the episode, Who's Who in the Zoo.
Loved it. I thought it was like a Dr. Seuss tribute.
And it clearly is not vibing with Shan. Hasn't been for a while. The fissures, the fractures are there.
And everyone knows it.
It didn't come to play. Speaking of Xander, it didn't come to play today, but maybe seeing Nasir out and seeing the previews for next week, what do you think the outcome of this is for Deshaun? Does he survive this, or does the steamroll over Deshaun too?
Well, let's see. Just on basic loyalty, numbers-wise, Shan has Ricard and Liana, for sure.
Yep, that's it. Because Danny and Deshaun are pretty tight.
And Deshaun, I feel like Xander would probably side with Danny and Deshaun because he wants to be a part of them instead of the Shan and Ricard of it all.
Yep.
And then we have Erica and Liana. No, we've talked about
Erica
Liana.
And Heather.
Erica left. Erica's going to go with what?
You have the goats. You have the goats.
Erica and Heather.
Yep. Then you have the bro chachos, which is Xander, Danny, and Deshaun. And then you have the Ricard, Shan, and Liana trio. That's potentially, if things fracture, that's how it could play out. And then Heather, the goats are possibly the swing that each group of three would have to bring into their group, right?
And I think Heather would go with Shan because Heather just feels like the kind of person that would gravitate towards, you know, whoever the most popular female is. That's just my read of her. So I do think that, and I think Erica would go. I think Erica would also go with Danny, Deshaun, and Xander because she's had more of a relationship with them.
But don't think Heather out. And Erica stick together then?
I don't think Heather and Erica are some tight duo.
They said they are.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe she does go with her.
But one of those two is going to the final three.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. It'd be really exciting to have a Shan, Deshaun, Ricard final three.
Oh, sure, but it's not going to happen. There's no way. How do they survive that?
Immunity idols and individual immunity and eating food.
Maybe. That's true. Maybe the food. But go ahead.
There was a look when Evie and Xander came to Danny and Deshaun about voting Lianoff.
Yeah.
Lianoff. That Deshaun said something and Danny looked like, is he going to flip?
Yeah. Oh, it's because Deshaun was kind of considering voting Liana. And
And
Danny was nah.
So if Danny, I think Danny's the key to Shan staying in the game. If he stays loyal to Shan, she can go. Because if she's, it's because obviously Deshaun's not going to stay loyal with her. There's no way that he's going to stay loyal with her. So I think the key is if Danny sticks with Deshaun and that power struggle, it's coming down to the power struggle, right?
Yep.
Who wants to go? I think it depends on Danny. If Danny stays loyal to Deshaun, Shan's going to go. If he stays loyal to Shan, she'll have the votes and can go further. Ooh, in the game.
I want to plus in Miami Mike's final.
Yeah, three. I love that.
Deshaun, Shan, and Xander final three.
I think they split votes. I don't think that would be a clean cut final three.
No, it wouldn't.
Because they each have their allies and they could each make a case. Like they're each playing a game.
Xander is, he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
He's pretty, when people are asking for stuff, he stops, he listens to him. And then his confessionals, it's like, okay, yeah, he's,
What so about Xander?
I'm liking Xander's.
You do. I see those green eyes right through the screen.
But you know what?
Your background is not green enough, though. Could you please green screen yourself?
Yeah, I think Xander has better eyes.
Just give me a chair. His younger eyes, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hey! Your eyes are old and beat up. But I think Danny's the key right now.
And I don't think Danny's going to part from Deshaun. I don't see them breaking up. Just like Liana and Shan, I don't see them breaking up. Like, they've been paired since the beginning.
And I think the reason why Deshaun didn't flip, he didn't want to, he said it. He goes, all right, do I put a target on my back? If I flip, I'm putting a target on my back. and the power will come after me
because he knows that Shan, yeah,
is running the show. And he goes, and he didn't want to, even though he wants to,
I'm not sure what Jay's, he's turned the lights behind him green.
Even though he wants to get rid of Shan, he's afraid to make a move against her right now because the numbers aren't there.
Wait, right? Well, you know something though, the more powerful Shan gets, and I think that it's because she had so many advantages, and that's why people don't want to make a move against Shan. But you know what? She's down one advantage tonight, yeah, and it was arguably unwisely played.
Huge mistake.
So maybe huge. You know, the only thing is, they can't tell Liana because Liana will go straight back to her. Heather will go straight back to her. So it's tough. It is tough.
It's a wild game. So right now, if you had to pick, who can win this game? I think there's several people who can win the game.
I think, okay, who do you think?
I think Xander could win it. I think Shan could win it. Deshaun. I think Danny could win it. So it's four right there.
Yeah, I don't think you've heard enough from Danny for him to win it. Because we even tonight got from Ricard, we got the I'm hard of hearing. Like, I'm deaf in one ear.
Oh, Ricard. I forgot Ricard.
The Ricard.
We haven't got
that was a winner's edit moment right there, for sure.
Yeah, that was like his winner's edit moment. It was like Tyson's like, I am going to cry over a coconut. And everyone was like, oh, we haven't seen anything else with Tyson. So clearly he's going to win.
I mean, I don't know if this sounds insensitive, but I was like going, well, you know, Ricard, I wonder if he turns when Jeff is talking during the challenges, that he tune him out because Jeff would drive me crazy.
Wow. I mean,
you can use it to your advantage because when Jeff is going, bah, 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 it's like, oh my God, just be quiet. You're breaking my concentration. And I want to say too, when Nazir had his arm, he should have been disqualified right away. Why was he getting Why was he getting a second chance?
I think
his hand was still there. I don't know.
I think Jeff was hoping for drama, and maybe like the rules weren't super clear at first.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I think everybody else
maybe that's what it was, but I'm like going, well, wait a minute. Why are you giving him a chance?
Yep.
And you could tell it was so fit, you know, when they got off, their arms were, you know, they couldn't move their arms and stuff like that. So anyway,
well, you know, before we get into player of the game and go to the game, I did want to give a shout out to Nasir. Fantastic player.
Yeah.
Just loved watching him. Like his energy.
I would love to see him back.
Same. Like, played the game really well, was great in challenges, great just surviving, great personality, like just the joy, and his smile is infectious and just seems like a really genuinely good person that I would love to hang out with. And great on screen, and so bummed he's out. And I know we gave Evie a shout out as well, but same for her. Bummer. It's like we're getting to the point where some of the good players, the ones we don't want to lose, are going to get booted, and some of the ones we don't want around, no offense, Heather and Erica, are going to be sticking around.
Well, that happens every season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're both great players that are going to be back in some kind of fan favorite season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They'll be
back. Everybody really liked them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this season just has a lot of really good good character players, and
they did a good job in casting.
They really did. Like, there's save for Erica.
I don't even dislike Erica. Erica had some great points when she was talking to Xander. She won the challenge, but she said she's not going to win.
she won the immunity. But she goes, they're not getting Stu. I mean, really, it was like, don't, all right, stay there. You won immunity, but stay there. And she jumped off. I go, she said, screw them. They're not getting Stu.
I mean, it was tough, but it was.
Because they would have voted me out in a second if I didn't win immunity.
Oh, of course. But I'm sure it's, I mean, Shan's just like, please.
Well, that was a funny thing with the immunity is the person that both alliances wanted to get out, both of those people won immunity.
Yeah. It's usually how it happens.
Yeah. Luck of the
but
game.
I don't know why Shan's so worried about Erica. I don't trust her. Well, you don't even talk to her.
Yeah.
Ignore her. So I don't what's to trust?
I don't know.
Unless they give her another advantage where she can go, you know, turn back time. I don't know.
This is how I feel every time I see Erica. Hold on. This is an effect here.
I don't feel like that. I think that's a little bit mean.
I think she got a raw deal because she was at the bottom. And yeah. once
but
you're at the bottom,
not, she wasn't playing and plus the game.
And plus for a lot of us, she got too much power that she didn't earn. I'm not gonna go the whole thing. And so that kind of bugged me about her, but I kind of forgot about that. She's
inconsequential.
That challenge was a tough challenge.
Oh, it was.
You saw their feet, and for her to hang on like that.
But I think it's more fair to a small person. She's a small person. It's a lot more fair than, say, Danny, a football player.
I think it was hilarious, and Mike pointed this out too, how Nasir couldn't feel his hand, and like he did try to clap, and he missed his hands.
That would be me so fast, like from all the carpal tunnel and guitar playing. Anytime I have to do anything, my hands too long, it's just like they go numb instantly.
Yeah. Sherry said she loves Danny's expressions. And Mike said, I like the Ricard segment where they talked about his deafness and making the audio sound like what he was dealing with out there. Jay, as somebody who is hard of hearing in one ear,
yes,
is that similar to what you experience as well?
I'm sorry. No. I will say this post, like in the mask world, it's so much harder to like be in conversations with people. Now I'm not completely deaf in my left ear, but it's not a great hearing ear. So, the lip reading part and just the body expressions and kind of putting it all together to figure out what people are saying is a big thing, but I think it's an advantage and, to Ricard in the situation, because you can still hear, you know, to normal just observer, you wouldn't say like, oh, there's, you know, he has an impediment of some kind, but you still get the advantages of being able to read body language, being able to read lips and kind of being able to observe and kind of see things without having to hear things. And
the body reading the body language is
in Survivor is huge.
It's huge because it's like poker,
mm-hmm.
because people have tells. I mean, they have, you know, you, when people are lying, you could, you know, you catch them in a lie and stuff like that. You go, all right, they're lying.
Yeah.
Also,
Ricard's hair has just gotten amazing.
Extra some long people just get that island hot hair.
Whew.
Yeah, there's been a few people have done that. How's their hair getting better?
That always happens. That always happens if somebody gets island hot.
Maybe my hair would grow back.
It's like a combination of tan and like just saltwater like hair. I mean, I think my hair looks better on the beach. Not gonna lie.
Well, because I think people, they overwash and probably over, you know, wet their hair and it dries it out and it just doesn't look right. Or they straighten.
I gotta be honest, my hair used to look better at the beach.
Well, because I think it needs to have natural oils that we strip of it because we wash our hair too much.
We come out and just shake your head and it just.
But.
Not
yeah,
now I shake my head and I just get like a headache.
I don't wash my hair every day.
Well,
no, I'm saying when we come out of the ocean, you get that.
I have to. My hair is really greasy. I know I wouldn't have island hot hair because my hair gets so greasy so fast.
That's true. You would have to like cut your hair real short because it grows so fast that your hair would look like it does now by the end of the season.
Right. See, I would look like Bozo. Yeah, you have to prep. I would shave my head before I went on there, but my hair grows where it does grows really fast. I would have that. I would look like Gallagher. I'd be smashing watermelons.
It's not a bad look.
I'm fully confident that my hair would look great.
Body language courses and be able to read lips for Sherry. People at the fruit stand keep testing me in a funny way.
You know who also said that? Debbie. No, I'm just kidding. Just teasing.
Debbie, when I was a body language expert. For the FBI. They brought me in to see if this terrorist is telling the truth or not.
Oh, my God. I was friends with Jack Bauer, and together we were in terror.
I would model in the morning, work for the FBI in the afternoon.
No, all I know is
I was a chef at the top restaurant in New York in the evening.
Yeah,
I just seeing Ricard's hair in the challenge today. I was feeling the feels. I'm telling you what.
There was no slow motion today though.
I didn't need it. All I needed was that hair just to feel like.
You know why? Because 33 minutes standing like that was slow motion in itself for Prost.
That was brutal.
Anyway. All right.
Anyway, yeah. Player of the game. Last thoughts before we go?
Yeah. No, we need player of the game.
Oh, player of the game.
Jack, you're up first. Then Colleen, you'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Xander. He had to win immunity. He won immunity. He's showing that he's smart. When people come up and talk to him, he's not like, okay, yeah, okay, all right. I think maybe the reason he didn't play his idol either is maybe he has made a deal with Deshaun and Danny that maybe they are in an alliance maybe now. Because they Danny and Deshaun know they have to get rid of
Shan. At some point.
They have to.
Oh, absolutely.
So maybe, but I think they want to see the Black Alliance as far as they can.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a point where reality, you know,
you got to win.
In and they're smart enough to be like, oh, I might lose out on $1 million. Yeah,
I don't want to finish fourth and get $25,000 when I can get $1 million. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I think Xander played the best game today.
Or as we've learned, $600,000 after taxes.
That's true. Yeah. Still, I'd take it.
All right, Colleen, player of the game for you.
I would have to say that I think my player of the game might be Ricard. He had a breakout episode, and that makes me nervous that he's going to go home next week because that is also generally what happens. Where, you know, we got his the heartstrings with the hearing. We saw like him actually how he puts together moves, which before we'd only heard that episode right before they merged where they were fighting about it. And, you know, at the end, we saw that Shan may have taken some of his words to heart because she split her vote and wasted the extra vote.
Yeah.
So I think that Ricard is the player of the game because what he... Even if he voted for the person that he didn't want to vote for, what he wanted to happen ended up happening. So he got his
right.
Vote. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And I'll go with you as well, Colleen. I think Ricard played the game, but I think Xander's a good pick too.
I can't argue with that. I thought he played, and like, especially if he was trying to get Shan to play her extra vote to get it out of there, because he has to know too. I have to get rid of her too.
Yep. Agreed. Sherry, Colleen is so good at reading. I agree. She's very good.
Thank you.
See, Colleen.
And you're then I like Mike's comment next. It's weird how Deshaun wants to weaken Shan by taking out Ricard, but past time taking out her closest ally.
Yeah.
I think what you guys said, was it you, Jay, that said Deshaun realizes that it's not the right – for him, it might not be the right time. Like, for somebody somebody like Shan who steamrolls everybody, taking out Aliana might be the right move at this point in the game. But Deshaun is not a steamroller, and I think that he realizes that he still needs to play the politics of the game.
Yeah, he said it. He goes – he said – I can't. That's why I knew he wasn't going to vote for.
It would single him out, and he would be the target the next vote.
He would because he's not only blowing up Shan's game, he's blowing up everybody's game at that point. So
yeah,
because
I'm sure he wanted to, but it just wasn't the number. Wasn't the
right
there time. Yet.
Right, and as we saw tonight, like the Ericas and the Xanders want to take out somebody from that majority five, but they how do they do that? And or the second there's any weakness, any cracks, like Deshaun flips on whoever, they're going after Deshaun next because they know that Deshaun is powerful.
Yep.
So it's like a damned if you do, well, damned if you don't kind of thing.
That's why I think Shan and Deshaun butt heads because they both want to be in charge.
And that's why I say I don't see them making it to the end because I feel like Deshaun's game has to be making Shan think that she's got Deshaun kind of locked in, and it's like, no, sorry, you're gone. And like Deshaun's the Queen Slayer. And I feel like his path to victory is that game where lays low, eventually lets Shan burn enough bridges so he gets Danny and somebody else on his side, maybe Ricard, because Ricard has to get rid of Shan eventually too. He can't bring her to the end. But Deshaun gets the credit for it.
Plus Xander, you have Xander, Heather, and
Erica.
Erica, they're really at the mercy of the power, right? So they can go, look.
But Xander's trying.
He is.
No, like I said, I think he may have made a deal.
You know who Xander reminds me of at this point of the game? He reminds me of
the guy with the most dreamiest eyes.
Him and his dreamy green eyes reminds me of Spencer in Cagayan, where the target was on Spencer from so early on because Tony knew there was a target but wanted to use him to hide behind. And I feel like Xander is playing from that underdog position, that underdog slash big target position, where I don't really just get this feeling that he's going to be around a lot longer. Like, I would be more willing to say that somebody like Ricard or Liana will go out before Xander.
We'll see. All right.
I don't think Shan, because Chris Dorn asked it, would Shan be like a bitter in the jury? No, because she gets to eat.
Yeah, as soon as she eats, I think Shan is fine. Like, she's, oh my God. Tell she's just hangry.
Yeah. She's like, again, like we said earlier, she's not playing the social, she's completely forgot about the social game.
Yeah, it's clear.
Where she was so good in the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
the pressure too. I mean, you're getting down. There's some really good players left. It's not one of these seasons where, okay, yes, you got two good players and you got eight crappy players. You have some good players mm-hmm. left.
Yeah, this could be one of those seasons there's
pressure.
Yeah, like there's a lot of good people, and I'm enjoying the casting and watching it. And even like some of the pre-merge people, like I still miss JD and
agreed.
He wasn't a good player.
Yeah, like some of those pre-merge people just had a lot of you know, just personality. So yeah.
All right. Goat of the game. Might be an easy pick, Colleen.
Heather?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it right.
Jack?
I got to go with Heather, too, because, you know, she got caught in the lie.
And she's still just
like, she's like going, because, like, they got back to, why did you even bring it up? Why did you do that? And because Deshaun was talking to her, I'm like, we were all asking the same thing, Deshaun. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
You know something, as we found out, Xander brilliantly voted for Nasir because he knew Heather was going to end up voting with the group, but he knew that Nasir knew that Heather was throwing like his name around. So that was brilliant.
That was a smart, and I like how the camera, when he's like, it was like perfect timing where he's looking. That's the whole thing's going on, and they do the dub over where he
is. Yeah, that was really fun. Like, it was.
Yeah, I'm the one that did. And that's a smart move. Mm-hmm. I could have used that in my player of the game. I didn't think about that. Good job, Colleen.
All right. It is now time to hear what you all thought about this episode with some listener feedback. Colleen, what do we get from our listeners?
All right. This first email is from Jill. Nice to meet you, dear. Hello, dear. How are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing day. I would like to have some words with you. Can you give me a listening ear? There's also a bright red disclaimer saying that this message seems dangerous. So I shall now mark it as spam.
I think you should.
And the second email is also spam.
So we just had spam?
Yeah, we do spams. It was real weird. We actually generally never get spam. We get one or two during the off season, but we never really get spam. This one actually says Survivor JJC. My name is blah, blah, blah. Recently, I sent you an email regarding a project I'd like to share with you for cooperative relationship and mutual benefits.
Oh, that's perfect for me.
But I haven't received your response yet. I'll let you know the details of the project once I receive your response. Thank you and have a nice day. Stay safe. So maybe this email is for you, Jay.
Is it a Nigerian prince?
It's possibly a Nigerian name from Outlook.com.
All right. Let's go check to our tallies then. Let me pull it up right here. Where are you at?
I also got an email from Match.com, but I'm not going to bother to read that one.
Uh-oh. Did you get a good match, Colleen? Probably somebody younger with green eyes.
I don't think so.
I see you're already trying to upgrade to the new model.
I will settle for nothing less than purple.
What?
I would love to meet somebody with violet eyes. Like Elizabeth Taylor. Her name? Yeah, like I want Liz Taylor purple eyes in my life.
There we go. Is that purple? That's close to purple.
I thought her eyes were velvet.
Whatever they are, they were beautiful. View.
That's not a thing. They were violet eyes. It's rare, but violet eyes are a thing.
Jay and I saw
blue velvet.
We saw a license plate on Sunday that said Purple Rain, but it was PPLREIGHN, and it was like a Mustang that was just bright purple. It was really funny. I thought it was funny. I was tickled by it.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
I was like, what's the license plate? Do you get it? Rain?
Wait, Elizabeth Taylor was in a movie, National Velvet, right?
No idea.
No All idea. Right.
Preseason
Listen, picks. Listen, baby boomer.
That's not how they go. That it's boomer. Okay. Anywho,
okay, boomer.
Who got kicked today? It was Evie. We all said merge, so we got a point there. And yeah. Then Nasir. We all said merge except for Jack, who said pre-merge.
So Jack gets 1 point. We get two. Jack gets 1 point. We get two.
Jack had a bad. I'm the goat tonight. I had a bad night.
Oof, go to the game.
I said Shan was going home. I had the worst.
And now Jack already is down to only being able to win 1 point for his winner pick. So Colleen and I got two. So make sure we get our 2 points in there. Jack, you get one. Hey, you got one. Hey, you're up there to V status. Remember that show?
You get your V point.
You're very special. You're very special. All right.
Isn't that special?
Thanks for participating 5 times.
Is it 4 minutes? Is it under? Where's the? Here we go. Text strike through.
Oh, just all right.
Jack. We'll come to your winners. You have time. You have time to pick your winner pick here. All right. And then was anybody right on who's going home?
Nope.
I said Heather. I was so close.
Who did I pick? Xander?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a winner of the player of the game.
Well, he would have gone. If he would have lost the challenge, he would have gone home.
Yes. But he didn't.
I hate his face.
So as what's her name said last week, Tiffany said at her exit interview.
They're probably dating now.
It's a game of mother effing luck.
All right, Jack, you get to pick first.
Who's going home
next
week? God, it's going to be tough because the edit really didn't show us anything. I think it's going to be it's going to be someone from the power. I think it's Shan. I think Shan goes home.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa.
Colleen.
Unless she gets food.
Whoa.
It can change the game.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Colleen, you're doing it so accurately. We're going to get copyright flagged.
I'll be honest with you. And on that pick, I hope I'm wrong.
It's fair. Colleen, your pick.
I think Liana. I think the whole preview was a misdirect. And yeah, they're going to go after somebody in Shan's Alliance. But I think it's going to end up being Liana. I don't know why. Oh, yes, I do. Because I think that the rest of the minions, the lower people on the totem pole have more bone to pick with Liana than they do with Ricard. And if they know that the vote is between Shan's number twos, then I think that they would possibly side with Ricard because he has a better social game. They would be smarter to side with Liana because there's no chance that she's going to win, but we don't know what they're thinking out there. So yeah.
I'm going to go Ricard just because, I don't know.
He has great hair.
I love his hair.
Nope. It's no H. No H.
Jean-Luc Ricard. Okay. All right, Jack, you've had a few minutes.
Xander.
Really?
No. Oh. No. I mean, yes, please go with that. That's a great.
What does it matter? The most he can win is a point from this point forward.
So I should really pick someone I don't want to go home, right?
Probably.
Could pick Heather.
You think Heather's gonna win?
Well, no, you don't want that because you don't. Yeah, you don't want her to be voted out three because you won't be able to change your vote. You should try to go for at least a point here.
All right, I'll take.
Just
Xander.
Go with Shan. She's the obvious winner at this point.
I'll go with Xander. I'm the kiss of death. I don't want to pick people. I want people to go far in this game. I like Xander though too. I think he's.
Are you going Xander? Player. Who are you saying to win?
I'm going Xander.
Okay.
Xander. Even Xander could be this generation's Tyson.
Could be. Well, no, he's not as much of a jerk as Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson.
No, but I just mean like that surfer bro, but really smart kind of.
Colleen, you and I picked this power duo that are hanging in there. But who's going to be the one that's left when it's all said and done?
I you know, part of me thinks that the final two, like they're going to do a final two and it's going to be Shan Ricard. Very primed for that.
Mm-hmm.
But
they could. It's a shorter season, maybe.
Yeah.
But is it really that much of a shorter season? Because
well, there's been so many twists. I mean, even tonight they had a twist.
Yep.
Where they split the tribes up.
They did announce
the finale. Hold on. Survivor season 41 finale. They announced the date of it's December 15th.
Oh, shoot.
So we still have another 4 weeks. It just, I don't know. It feels like it's a normal length season for having.
So it'll be a 2.5 hour show with a 10-minute finale.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of commercials.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, that is it for episode 9 of Survivor season 41 with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We have some people to thank. Firstly, the amazing people in the chat that hang out with us live. You can join us as well on youtube.com/Jay and Jack, or you can we'll post links on facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack group. Join the group to have fun discussions around TV shows. We also have patrons that make the Jay and Jack network possible. And we want to thank all of our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Joanne with the plan, and Ed the Creepy
Maggie Mailman, the Magnificent.
And Maggie the Magnificent.
And Ed the Cool Poopy Head Mailman, as your son renamed him last week.
Oh, well, there we
go. Poopy Head, all right. Yeah, he's learning.
For those patrons that contribute at the $5 or more level, we do actually have weekly bonus shows while Survivor is in season, featuring myself and our 7-year-old son, Zachary. Jack got Zachary sick with a cold this week, so he actually...
Oh, no, wait. I wasn't sick. It was everybody else. I wasn't sick.
You're sick now, meaning you have germs.
Because that I got your mom coughing 24/7, and I'm like going, I can't get any sleep.
In COVID times, I got a phone call today. You have to pick him up because his temperature is 100.2. And I was
none of us had a temperature.
Back in the day, it was 101 or higher. But cool story, bros. So anyway, he went to sleep early, though. He did not watch the episode live with us, but he does want to watch it. He cried a little bit when I was like, no, you're going to sleep. And we will have a bonus episode out this weekend after he is well enough to watch it. Well,
there
crossed.
You go. All right. Well, we will see you all. No, we won't. It's Thanksgiving. Screw that. We're not going
to
do it.
Mike said Xander's closer to Fabio than Tyson. I suppose.
So we're not doing an episode next week.
We're traveling. Do an episode next week.
How are we going to do a chat? We're flying into New York Wednesday night.
No, So we're flying into New York on Wednesday night. So
unless Jack wants to bring in a bunch of guests, which you're more than welcome to do.
But then you have to produce it all.
Maybe.
I guess we're taking the week off.
Because I would say do it Friday, but on Friday we're actually going to go see Ghostbusters that Kolke rented out of theater on Long Island. So we're going to go do that. So I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I booked the Wednesday night flight. I wasn't even thinking.
I can't wait to go over to the RCAD. They're talking Star Wars.
Ooh, oh, yay.
Well, you have fun with that.
Well, Matt told me not to come. He said I wasn't invited.
Oh. Well, it is the bonus episode. So for anybody out there that's a patron or wants to be a patron, you can listen to the bonus episode where they're talking about Star Wars without Jack.
Oh, trust me. Nobody's listening anymore at this point. So we will see you all next time, whether that's next week or the week after. Until then, hasta luego.
We'll figure it out.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.